Every April, they roam the grounds of one of the country's most prestigious universities. 35 years ago or so, you might have seen one of them, known among his secretive friends as Temporary. Our number one story in the countdown, if Temporary winds up losing the presidential election this fall, that name is going to haunt him the rest of his life. Temporary. His name in the Yale University Secret Society Skull and Bones, better known to you as President George Bush. Now, for the first time in the history of that Yale club, two of its former members will go head-to-head for the presidency, also the first time in the history of that slightly less secretive organization, the United States of America. That's right, John Kerry was also in Skull and Bones. In a moment, a journalist and Yalie who has removed some of the unknowns from the bones. First, who are these people? Skull and Bones dates to 1832. It was, in fact, a reaction to a secret society, the Masons, then much more influential than they are today. Founder William Huntington Russell thought of his little conclave as sort of anti-Masons, and as a home for the wealthy and the powerful and the people who would do anything for another Bonesman. Each year, 15 Yale undergraduate seniors are tapped for membership, initiated in controversial, murky fashion, fashion dramatized here in the movie The Skull.
Skull above any other. Say it.
Skull above any other.
Fashion satirized here.